USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The president's home state may not let him go to Florida without a fight. Trump's plan to shift his permanent residence to Palm Beach will likely be heavily scrutinized by New York State officials who are notorious for auditing wealthy residents seeking to flee to lower tax states to make sure such moves are real and not just on paper. Even though it appears Trump has a strong case, as he's only spent a few nights at his Trump Tower penthouse overlooking Fifth Avenue since he became president, tax officials say it's not a matter of if he will be audited, but when. The general rule for avoiding New York taxes is to spend less than 184 days of the year in the state. In announcing his move, Trump said, "New York City will always have a special place in my heart, but despite paying millions of dollars in city, state, and local taxes each year, I've been treated very badly by the political leaders of both the city and the state." In Florida, Trump would pay zero income taxes and zero estate tax. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A new study shows that decorating early for Christmas might make you a happier person. John Clements reports.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Pictures, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, announced that he was ending his Democratic presidential campaign, which failed to capture the enthusiasm, interest, and fundraising of his 2018 Senate race. Addressing supporters in Iowa, O'Rourke said while his campaign was ending, he planned to stay active in the fight to defeat President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Colorado residents will decide on Tuesday whether to legalize sports betting and tax it to conserve the state's most precious resource, water. And it would allow online and in-person wagering on professional, collegiate, motor, and Olympic sports starting in May. Federal law previously limited sports betting to only Nevada, Delaware, Montana, and Oregon, but legal sports betting has grown since New Jersey won the Supreme Court case in 2018, allowing all 50 states to offer it. In the days after our chronically sleep-deprived country springs forward, costing us an hour of rest, disoriented Americans face a slightly greater risk of heart attack and stroke. There are more car crashes, and workplace accidents also increase. For decades, most of the United States has observed daylight savings time, but recently, many have begun to question the semi-annual switch, not only because of the potential dangers associated with it, but because staying on one time year-round could bring benefits ranging from economic to emotional, leading those leading the charge to lock the clock. It's a movement that has exploded all over the United States. So far this year, 36 states have introduced legislation to end or study the practice, call for all-year standard time, but most endorse permanent daylight savings time, which would result in an extra hour of evening sunlight for more of the year in exchange for delayed sunrises in the winter. The issue is played out on social media with the hashtags Ditch the Switch and Lock the Clock. And by the way, don't forget to change your clocks tonight at 2 a.m. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.